The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Nothing puts a spring in your step like a new suit, especially this one. Just ask Errol Samuels, who put on his new suit and is walking for the first time in 2 years.
I feel like RoboCop a little bit.
And why would he feel like RoboCop? We'll find out after this from Charlie. Errol Samuels' new suit is a powered exoskeletal suit called a ReWalk, because Errol is a paraplegic, injured in a roof collapse, which left him with permanent spinal damage and unable to walk. But he's walking now.
It's always good to get up and great to get around.
The exoskeleton has been fitted to Errol's body, and he controls it with a device attached to his wrist, which feeds commands to a computer on his back. It not only lets him walk, he can even climb stairs. Dr. Alan Kozlowski is a rehabilitation specialist at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, and he says, we're looking at the new wheelchair here.
As the technology evolves, I can see these things becoming a replacement for wheelchairs, or that they might actually be integrated as a combination device where the exoskeleton is actually a part of a wheelchair, but when you want to get up and walk, you get up and you leave the wheels behind and away you go.
But as Errol Samuels knows, it still takes practice.
It's learning to walk again. And so initially, we'll help them a lot. We'll actually physically move them into that position so that they can start to get a sense of how they have to move with the device. We'll go from giving a lot of assistance to, you know, just maybe a little bit just to help them reach that balance point.
Errol Samuels has used the ReWalk suit 12 times now, and he hasn't quite mastered it yet. But once he does, and assuming the ReWalk suit is approved for home use in the U.S., he might someday be able to kiss that handicap parking sticker goodbye. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.